staying with the social media ban, which came into effect 6 months ago today, Sarah Hanson-Young is the Greens Senator for South Australia and party spokesperson for communications and the environment. As Senator, welcome back to Breakfast.
Good morning, Sally. Thanks for having me.
6 months on, has Australia's social media ban for Australians aged under 16, has it been successful or do we have a way to go here?
Look, we definitely have a way to go, but let me just say, firstly, listening to Emma then, and she really does articulate the anguish that Australian parents, and in fact, parents right across the world have in dealing with their children and young people as engagement online, whether that's on social media, on gaming platforms, which of course are largely unregulated in this space, and increasingly now the dangers of AI and AI bots. And I think all the best intentions were there when this proposition was put forward. Emma's right, we do need to hold these big tech companies accountable for the products that they make massive profits off, the products that they push into the hands of our young people. But sadly, the way this blunt ban has been put in place means that there's a lot of young people, in fact, the vast majority of young people, who are still caught up in the system. The safety net has got a lot of holes in it. In fact, it's little more of a safety net and more of it's trying to fence the ocean, as the e-safety commissioner herself, Grant, has said. What we really need to be doing is getting these social media companies to have a legal obligation to provide a duty of care to all their users, whether they are children, whether they are young people, teenagers or adults. We've got to hit them where it hurts, and that's their business model. They thrive and they make massive profits off these dangerous algorithms. And unless we regulate those algorithms, unless we make sure that those algorithms are transparent and safe, we're going to continue to see people young and old fall through the cracks in this really dangerous online space. It's why we need things like the Fix Our Feeds campaign, which is a campaign that's been pushed by people like Chanel Contos and the Teach Us Consent outfit. That whole idea is to say users need to be in control of what's in our feeds, not the big tech companies, not their business models making massive profits. You know, these platforms are designed by nature to be addictive. That's now been found out in the US courts of law. These platforms, these big social media companies have created products that are deliberately addictive. Doom scrolling is product by design, and that's what we need to tackle.
You're listening to Radio National Breakfast. You're hearing from Senator Sarah Hanson-Young, Green Senator for South Australia. And Senate inquiry into the potential impacts of artificial intelligence and data centres. Are you concerned that Australian regulations aren't strong enough in this space?
Look, I'm very concerned about this, and so are so many other Australians. You know, AI is the new extractive industry, and it needs regulation, and we need to make sure the community is actually getting a dividend from it. Just like we've failed to regulate social media and to try and retrofit laws later on, we're sleepwalking into this AI catastrophe if we don't regulate now and if we don't put some guardrails and handbrakes in the system. It's an extractive industry because not only is it extracting our intelligence, our knowledge, our culture, these big AI data centres, which are basically data mining centres, are going to be extracting huge amounts of water and energy as well. There's a huge push on for data centres to be built right across the country, very little community consultation, very little give back to the community, very little social licence, and all for what? To make massive profits for these new big tech companies that are putting huge amount of pressure on governments right around the world. There's a reason why these big tech companies are honing in on Australia right now. And it's because they see the Australian regulation system and the Australian government and political will as weak and lambs at the slaughter. And we've got to stand up to them.
Just briefly on other issues, you're manager of Greens business in the Senate. Are the Greens effectively a certainty to vote for capital gains and negative gearing changes, having campaigned for them for so long?
Look, we have obviously campaigned for these changes for a long time, as you've said, and you know, we're glad to see the government moving in that direction, but we are disappointed that the government seems to have let 95% of those making massive profits, those big wealthy property developers, still off the hook and allowing them to use the system. Concerned that, you know, this big campaign against making these changes fairer for everyday people is coming from, you know, the usual suspects, the vested interests, the big property developers, big business, you know, the right-wing media, the Murdoch press, whole lot of pressure coming on the government to not do this. We want to work with the government to make these laws better and to deliver for people rather than, you know, failing to do what it says on the tin. So the CGT and the capital gains tax, negative gearing tax changes will be at an inquiry next week. We will look at the legislation through that. Of course, the Greens have just finished up chairing a big inquiry into this issue. My colleague Nick McKim did a fabulous job doing that. So we are well versed in the issue, but we want to make sure it actually delivers. What we're concerned about, though, is that in the broader budget regime, the government has taken a stick to people with disabilities, the big cuts on NDIS, rather than taking you know, the stick to the gas companies, which would have raised billions more. It feels as though the government's caved into the gas companies and is trying to make those living with disabilities and their families pay the price. We're not happy about that, and we won't be doing anything that facilitates that bill's passage over the next 2 weeks.
Sarah Hanson-Young, thank you very much.
Thank you.